I wanted to make sure you knew what section 304.3 consisted of, and I know that by heart because I've been memorizing these at night. Should I go on with that, or should we? All right, here we go. So now we get into Article 6. Now these we will be voting on, and though we will work all of these succeeding warrant articles, I'll read the article into the record, and we'll have a motion regarding that article, and typically it will be the one of the selectmen who will make the motion, and then I'll look for a second, and then once we get it onto the floor with a second, then the first person who will be invited to discuss it will be the person who made the motion to, and then we'll go through others who want to. In Article 6 that we're about to take, when we get to discussion, when the motion has been made, it's seconded, and there's been some preliminary discussion, then for the rest of the discussion, we'll go through and we'll discuss each budget section separately, but then we'll go back to voting for the whole thing. All right, here we go. Article 6, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $3,566,138 for general municipal operations. This article does not include appropriations contained in special or individual articles addressed separately. Is there a motion in regard to that? It's moved. Is it seconded? Seconded, Scott Fork, Sr. Okay. So, Les, you get the first opportunity to speak to it if you wish.
Okay. This is our proposed budget this year. It is a $63,474 increase from last year, a 1.77%. If you were here last year, remember that we had a lot of increases in insurance and other things, and I just want to take a moment. At the end of town meeting last year, Megan Broderick and Steve Dines came up and offered to help us go through the insurance process and review what was going on. And to be perfectly honest, they didn't help us, they guided us through the process. It was an immense help. It was amazing that they helped or guided us through the process. Last year, in 2023, our insurance was $198,350 for health insurance for our employees. Last year, it went to $302,049. This year, it was going to go to $328,629. We went through a very extensive process interviewing three different companies, and we had a lot of meetings with the employees. They were all a part of this. We went to a higher deductible plan with more buy-in from the employees, a lot more work by the employees to implement their health insurance. And the total cost of the insurance itself this year was $244,571. We did, however, create an HRA account for our employees to help cover some of the cost of the increased deductibles, but it's still a net savings of $49,558. And I personally would like to thank Steve and Megan and give them a round of applause. We definitely couldn't have got here where we are without them. I mean, it was a big, big help. Other things that happened this year, I want to point out or call out Scott Brooks on a FEMA application we did. We had a storm last April. Scott is very professional in how they do this. They understand the process. As the storm was going on, they were marking all the GPS coordinates and taking pictures. when it was all done and the declaration was done by FEMA, they submitted an application. It was one of five applications in the state of New Hampshire that was complete upon submittal, and we received $173,298.60. And I would like to give Scott a round of applause. He does this every year. So now into the nut and bolts here. If everything passes today as submitted, we are looking at an increase without the petitioned article of 6 cents per thousand. With the petitioned article, that's an additional 4 cents, so it's a 10 cent per thousand increase. There is a lot of articles you'll see in here with the use of unassigned fund balance. We're using $443,512 from fund balance. The approximate fund balance right now is at $1,850,000. And then after we use this money, we'll be at $1,406,488, which is approximately 14%. And if anybody has any questions, or you want to start to go through it?
Okay. We're going to discuss the budget. The budget begins on page 24. And the first part of the budget is the general government. That's $800,000 and some change for general government. Anybody want to speak to that? Okay, the next part is public safety. Public safety begins at the bottom of page 24 and goes about the top third of page 25. And public safety accounts for $925,000 and some change of the total budget. Anybody want to discuss anything in regard to the public safety? Over here is Spencer Joyce. State your name.
Joyce Watson. I don't have any questions on the article, but I would like to thank the fire department and the police department for an incident that happened at my house recently. And we are very thankful to have this in our little town.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the public safety section? Okay, then we go to the highway department. The highway department accounts for $1,092,97,000 and some change. Anybody want to discuss the highway department? Okay, then we go to sanitation, $455,000. Then we go to the health section. We're now on page 26, and that's almost $16,000. Now we go to welfare. $27,700 and change. Now we go to culture and recreation. Now we go to the, that was culture and recreation. Now we go to conservation. And now we go to debt service. Okay. It looks like we're getting ready to vote on Article 6. Anybody want to make any other back here?
Bill Barrett. In just about every category, we underspent what we appropriated last year, except highway. And yet, for next year, everything went up. So can you explain that?
So last year we underspent, which is why you see so much coming out of unreserved fund balance. But we have to assume the highway went up because they also spent $237,000 on the April storm and they weren't credited back to FEMA money. Everybody came in under But we have to follow, we're following the same outline for estimated costs. You know, if everything gets spent or we don't have money for stuff, then we have to, you know, we have to have a special town meeting to appropriate it. I mean, the numbers we're using are actual numbers and estimates that we have, and our department heads, unlike a lot of towns, don't look to spend their entire budget no matter what. They use what's necessary and then they turn it back in, and then we put it back into the unassigned fund balance, which we're offsetting this year.
Okay, any other discussion? I think we're ready to vote on Article 6 to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $3,566,138 for general municipal operations. This article does not include appropriations contained in special or individual articles addressed separately. All in favor of Article 6, raise your voter card. All opposed, raise your voter card. Article 6 carries.